Vatican City is the smallest country on Earth. It covers less area than New York Central Park. If you were to walk from one side to the other, barely half a mile, you might stroll beneath the mighty columns of the iconic St. Peter's Square, gaze upon the Sistine Chapel, St. Peter's Basilica, or the Apostolic Palace, the architectural majesty of one of humanity's most historically significant cities. And yet, what is most significant historically is perhaps not what stands on top of the earth, but what lies beneath it. There, in a fortress-like bunker, closed to the public and protected by armed guards, lies an incredible 53 miles of shelving, more than 100 times the distance from one side of Vatican City to the other, dug deep into the earth. On these shelves sit 12 centuries worth of documents. An unmatched history, not just of the Catholic Church, but of the world as we know it. This is the Vatican Secret Archive, and hidden within it are the original recordings of some of history's most important and well-known events. There are some, however, who say that this is not all that is hidden there. Some believe that deep beneath the Vatican is a different kind of history, one of secret powers, apocalyptic prophecies, and perhaps even extraterrestrials. As early as the first century, the Catholic Church was already preserving records of its operations. These records were entrusted to the care and ownership of the earliest popes, traveling with them wherever they went, and being passed to their successors when they died. As the religion and its influence spread, the growing size of the records made this untenable, and the church began to store them at the Pope's official residence. By the 11th century, archives were being kept in at least three different locations, St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City, as well as the Lateran and the Palatine Palace nearby in Rome. Of course, the Middle Ages were a time of constant conflict across Europe, and on more than one occasion, the locations housing these Vatican records were sacked, resulting in the loss of large portions of the archives. In 1404, the Vatican itself was sacked, and Pope Innocent VII was forced to flee the city, while official Vatican documents from more than 1,000 years of history were thrown into the streets like trash. Recognizing that what was left was of paramount importance to the Church, not to mention human history, the Vatican began to construct plans to keep all of their records in one secure central location. Finally, in 1612, Pope Paul V ordered that all church records be collected and stored in the safest place possible, directly under the Vatican. This became officially known as the Archivum Secretum Apostolicum Vaticanum, the Vatican Secret Archive, and beneath Vatican City, it has laid ever since. For many centuries, the machinations of the Catholic Church have shaped the culture and politics of the world. What this means is that within the Vatican Secret Archive are the original records of some of history's foundational moments. In effect, not just the story of the Church, but of humanity itself. For example, the archives hold the official copy of the papal decree splitting the New World in 1493, after it was supposedly discovered by Christopher Columbus. The Intercaterra, as it was titled, gave Spain control of everything 100 leagues away from the Azores and Cape Verde, and Portugal the rest, the reason why today Brazil speaks Portuguese, while the rest of South America speaks Spanish. There is the original copy of the infamous Decet Romanum Pontificum, the document which excommunicated Martin Luther in 1521. After Luther published his 95 Theses, a work critical of the Catholic Church, the Vatican gave him 60 days to recant his condemnation. Luther publicly burned his copy of the warning and was subsequently kicked out of the church, sparking the Protestant Reformation. Similarly, the archives house the letter sent to the Pope in 1530 by English noblemen, clergy, and even the Archbishop of Canterbury, asking that King Henry VIII be allowed to divorce his wife, Catherine of Aragon, so that he might marry Anne Boleyn. Written on an enormous 3-foot-wide parchment, the letter promised extreme measures if the Pope did not heed their request. Of course, the Pope rejected the request, triggering a break with the Church of England and the English Reformation. Elsewhere, there are minutes from the 1633 trial in which Galileo was tried as a heretic for arguing that the earth revolves around the sun and not the other way around, an incredible moment in the history of religion versus science. Similarly, the minutes from the trial against the Knights Templar were discovered amongst the archives in 2001, after having been lost for centuries due to an archival mistake. In the early 14th century, and at the peak of their prodigious power, the Knights Templar had been accused of heresy and blasphemous behavior during the Crusades. Many were severely punished, even burned alive. However, as the discovered documents showed, the Pope actually absolved the group of blasphemy in 1308, totally changing the historical memory of the group and their relationship with the brutality of the Catholic Church. There are some who believe the Knights Templar trial is not the only thing in the Vatican secret archive which has been misplaced, perhaps even intentionally hidden. Some suggest that somewhere in the archives is the original copy of a correspondence between St. Paul and the Roman Emperor Nero from the first century, which either confirms or rebuffs the existence of Jesus Christ. Particularly, if this correspondence confirms the existence of Jesus, why keep it hidden? Others suggest that hidden among the archives are the cross Jesus was crucified on and the crown of thorns he wore, the Holy Grail, the Ark of the Covenant, a collection of those great historical artifacts thought to be lost forever. But that's just the point. What we know is in the Vatican secret archive, what has been confirmed by the Vatican itself, is incredible, a monumental treasure trove of world history. But perhaps even more interesting are the things that the archives are said to house, which are unconfirmed. Skeptics say that the Vatican secret archive is anything more than it seems. That is, anything more than the Vatican is willing to officially admit, are apt to point out that the secret part of the name actually comes from a mistranslation of the Latin word secretum, which in reality means something closer to private. These skeptics assert that the Vatican secret archive does not imply mystery, but rather that it is simply the Vatican's private records, the same as would be kept by any organization or company. In fact, the Vatican itself was so eager to make this clear that in 2019 they officially changed the name from the Vatican Secret Archive to the Vatican Apostolic Archive. There is only one problem. Regardless of the name of the translation, the archives are a secret. Until 1881, none but the highest level church officials had any access to the archives at all. That year, Pope Leo XIII opened the archives to select researchers, a policy which his successors have continued ever since. Except, you can't just walk in and start looking around. First, all entrants must be carefully accredited scholars. No journalists, students, or amateur historians allowed. Once accreditation is received and the scholars make it inside, past the armed guards, browsing is not permitted. Instead, researchers can request up to 3 folders per day. These folders are not cataloged or organized, so they could contain anything. This means it could be years before researchers stumble upon anything of note. Worse still, credentials must be renewed every 6 months and can be revoked by the church at any time, meaning that if a researcher did happen to stumble upon something earth-shattering, their access could be quickly revoked. That the Vatican holds their secrets tightly, there can be no doubt. In fact, they showed this blatantly for the world to see in 2020, not 1 year after they took secret out of the name. After considerable pressure from Jewish and human rights groups, the Vatican agreed to release documents pertaining to the reign of Pope Pius XII during the Second World War. Many had criticized Pope Pius for first failing to speak out against Mussolini's racial campaign, then failing to condemn the Holocaust as a whole, and perhaps even actively collaborating with Nazis. The question on everyone's mind was, as the Nazis were rounding up Rome's Jews, what was the Pope saying behind the scenes? Asserting that the Church is not afraid of history, the Vatican released a handful of documents related to Pope Pius. Unfortunately, it was far from the comprehensive collection they had promised. What they released looked more like a public image campaign than an attempt to bring history to light, leading to heavy and ultimately ignored criticism. And that's just it. When it comes to their archives, the Vatican guards their secrets closely, no matter the public pressure or what these secrets could mean for the world. Of course, this begs the question, What other secrets might they be hiding? In 1750, archaeologists discovered a mysterious book deep within the tomb of Solomon in Jerusalem. It was inscribed with the year 1522, though those who examined it believed it was a copy of an older source, perhaps from the 1200s, perhaps even from an oral source much older than that. But what truly shocked those who saw it was not the book's date, but its contents. Written on the pages within were instructions on how to make magic talismans and amulets, how to cast magic spells and summon demons. Most dramatically, the book described how to summon the devil by constructing a magic circle and performing a ritual involving the sacrifice of a baby lamb, at which point one could make a deal with the devil. Intriguingly, the author of the book was allegedly one Honorius of Thebes, an apocryphal figure who was said to have been possessed by the devil. The mysterious book was called the Grand Grimoire. In the 18th century, grimoires, a word for a textbook of the occult, gained a popularity in France. Accordingly, copies of the Grand Grimoire, said to be the most powerful of all grimoires, began to spread across the country and across the world to French colonies. There, the Grand Grimoire was called Le Dragon Rouge, the Red Dragon, calling to mind the biblical words of Revelation chapter 12. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. Yet despite the alleged power of the Grand Grimoire and the many copies spread across the world, none reported having summoned the devil, and the book's popularity faded into memory. Perhaps then the conclusion is that the Grand Grimoire was nothing but a hoax. Some offer a different explanation. They say the Grand Grimoire is not a hoax, but rather the commercialized copy spread around the world represent an edited version of the work, its true power censored out, and that somewhere the original, unaltered copy remains. Except it's not somewhere. We know where the original copy of the Grand Grimoire is. That's right. According to the Vatican, it is stored in their secret archives. Could the Vatican really have access to a book of magic spells or even the ability to conjure the devil? And if so, what other powers might they have? In 1972, a bizarre headline appeared in an Italian magazine called La Domenica del Corriere. It read, "A machine that photographs the past has finally been invented." The article gave the account of a Catholic priest by the name of Father Pellegrino Ernetti, who asserted that hidden deep within the Vatican secret archives was a device which allowed its user to see and hear events from the past. Not a time machine which sent a person back in time, but rather a sort of time viewer which brought the past into the present. A device which could tune into specific events of the past and display them on a screen, like some sort of time-traveling television. The device was called the Chronovisor, and with it, Ernetti asserted, he had been able to see the last days of the life of Jesus and other biblical moments, like the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah and the creation of the Ten Commandments. Most astonishingly, the article included a photograph of the face of Jesus at the moment of crucifixion, which Ernetti had purportedly taken using the device, proof, it seemed, of the Chronovisor's existence and function. For a while, the article caused a stir in the religious and scientific communities before fading from memory, never confirmed but equally never disproven. Then, curiously, in 1988, the Vatican itself issued an official decree on the Chronovisor in which it warned that anyone using an instrument of such characteristics would be excommunicated.